Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Now, Gulmo again is causing an interesting problem because I need to do about 3 different reviews. So, the easiest first. If you saw the first 3 Gulmo and enjoyed them, just go. That's it. Simple as that. You'll have a lot of fun. The box office numbers are really good. And, just go. That's it. Now, the problem here is... Alright. Gulmal, again, is the 4th movie in a series of screwball comedies. To give a clue what we're dealing with, think of the Marx Brothers films or the Three Stooges. So you have a repeating cast with similar some connection in characters, same character names for the same actors, more or less. Kareena Kapoor is in a couple of the movies. She's not in Gulmal again. And a couple... I think she's the big difference, but anyway. If somebody cares, you can check IMDb. Now, the trick here is that it seems to be vaguely similar to the previously mentioned movie series like The Three Stooges and The Marx Brothers, where you have the same actors, possibly with the same character names, and the actual characters are completely unrelated. Different personalities, different histories, different... different personalities, let's forget that, but different history, different settings, different, basically different world. It's just pretty much the same people. This allows the establishment of in-jokes. This is another fine mess you got in us into, and nukes and poking in the eyes and all that sort of fun stuff. The reason we've got to bring this all of this up is that it was obvious we were missing a lot of the jokes. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. Now, I was aware of the other Gulmal. I lost track of how many there were, but I was aware of them. Didn't happen that way to chance. And there's in this movie a lot of jokes we just didn't get. Now, some of them seem to be accents. Something in the accent was really funny, or I suspect in jokes with the previous movies. Because quite a few people in the audience were laughing very, very, very enthusiastically. Now, if you miss those jokes, the movie is still worth seeing. And that is the interesting bit. You will still, the actual dialogues are still funny, the story is still fairly entertaining, the situations involved are pretty twisted, and of course, this is a Bollywood ghost story, which is kind of appropriate for Halloween. So it's a win-win-win situation. I'm kind of puzzled by the fact that about half the songs were subtitled. I couldn't figure out a logic there. Maybe the guest songs were subtitled, the cast stuff weren't, or vice versa. No idea. And frankly, I have no idea where to look to find out. Suggestions on that would be welcome as comments. So, as a cold for people who have seen Bollywood movies in the past, this is probably recommended. It's a fun little ghost story. It's seasonally appropriate and overall fun. But you will miss jokes. There are scenes that are obviously supposed to be extremely funny, and if you don't get the reference material, the reference either that this guy always plays stupid doing this, or well, you'll just miss the jokes. Well, half the jokes. I still enjoyed it. Now, if we wouldn't have had the large crowd laughing hard, I'm not sure. I mean, it might have been more hesitant to recommend it. I'm still reasonably sure that I would have enjoyed it overall. Now, if you're dealing with someone who's not used to watching Bollywood movies, I'd say keep them away. Now, this wouldn't apply if you were showing them the four movies in sequence, or if you were doing this as a DVD party, in which case, if you can explain why this is so funny, they'd probably be able to forget, but this to follow. But that is probably not a good idea in a theater right now. So that's why I think this requires three different reviews and three different recommendations. And that's it for this one.